allow people to be targeted with the weaponry that they cannot wait to roll out on us. You add the drones, you add the micro dust, you add in the beam weapons that they tell us they have. They also have a blast wave accelerator. And when you look at the population of the United States, the majority of the population lives along the coastlines. And the blast wave accelerator was a tidal wave invention that the United States dreamt up with the Soviet Union back in the 40s. Actually, it was going to be used in World War II instead of the bombs, but they decided to use the bombs instead. And the blast wave accelerator exploits the methane deposits on the seabed and causes a fingerprintless, plumeless tidal wave on low-lying areas around the perimeter of any country.
You've got your weaponized Gestapo meter that keeps track of every house and every movement and every bit of energy that you're already doing and can report back to whoever is observing. So we're virtually in a concentration camp right now.
Yes,
in the meantime, the food supplies are being reduced. As you're mentioning in your other interview, how the dams are being taken out and the food. I mean, it's so obvious that the federal government coming in and wanting your child even at earlier and earlier ages, every place, everywhere, and it's based on the foundation of climate change, which you mentioned you might want to get into that and your Iron Mountain.
That's absolutely true. At all the documents, the Iron Mountain document, even the NASA war document, talks about there are too many people using too much stuff. And the Earth cannot support this. And they've come up with the fear-based, scientific, fraudulent information that people are now accepting. They're rewriting history and they're rewriting science with the idea that people are using too much resources. We have to reduce CO2 and reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And that is flying through every city across the world right now. It's written into all local government documents, and cities now are, California, for example, with the CARB initiative, where we have to actually pay for the air we breathe and we're taxed for the air. It's like the fiat money. We've accepted false-backed money, which they tell us in the Iron document or in the silent weapons document. One of the reasons that they send our men and women off to war is to reduce the population because they have stolen from them. They've taken real labor service in exchange for illegitimate false fiat money. So they have to eliminate the creditors. That's another aspect of war, is to reduce the creditors. But it's all based on the false pollution that is not false. They've created the pollution. When you look at the Iron Mountain document, you will see the methods in which they were going to create pollution. They even say that they will deforest us, and they're doing that with the chemtrail, the secret chemtrail or geoengineering program or weather modification. Actually, that program has multiple layers. Not only does it increase weather events, we've just experienced some horrific events here in the United States with massive tornadoes that just destroyed a number of cities in Oklahoma. We're being hit globally. They're hitting our food supply. It does reduce our food supply. It will increase the cost of our food. It's changing the pH in the soil, which will then fit to the prescribed Monsanto mega corporation food takeover of the globe. That is the intention of Monsanto, is global food domination. They have the seeds. The seeds will grow in the polluted soil that they are creating. This is all by design. So what do we do about this, you asked? We first must become educated. And I would say that the quickest way for people